Good day, everyone. This is Martha Childress, and welcome to Sedona Spotlight, where each week my co-host Darielle Archer or I feature teachers, healers, visionaries, and other notables in their field from mystical, magical Sedona, Arizona. Sedona Spotlight is here to shine its light on you, so anyone, anywhere, or anytime can experience the amazing energies emanating from the sacred red rocks of Sedona, Arizona. You can also lighten up live from Seattle, Washington, and vicinity every Tuesday at 12:30 on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. on the dial, or listen live online from anywhere in the world you may happen to be at 12:30 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time by clicking the Listen Live link at SedonaSpotlight.com. Well, today I've got Leon McLaughlin, the founder and CEO of the Clean Water Foundation, who you've probably, hopefully, have heard on our show many times, to share some really exciting updates on all of our efforts to get clean water to the Hopi and the Navajo and some upcoming events. So welcome to the show, Leon.
Thank you for having me, Martha. Glad to be on.
Yeah, isn't it nice to finally have some, you know, live events again? I mean, for so long, you know, we were limited with COVID, and just to be out and to get the support and to see how it's growing, especially in the Kirkland area, is so nice. And I'm sure everyone, I wish I could be there. Now I'm missing all those live events in Seattle, yeah, but why don't you tell everybody about, you know, how enriching they are and what's been going on and how much headway we're making. We're making some serious headway these days.
Oh yeah, it's like unbelievable. The community is coming out in Bellevue and Kirkland. We just had an event in Beverly Hills, and I want to just say this show and some water units that we're donating will be in memory of Jamel King and Elijah Lewis. Jamel King was a guy that started the Leather Care Shoe Shine Stands with me, young kid.
Oh.
He just passed away, and Elijah Lewis was an activist in Seattle. And he just passed away. So I want to do memory for them, and we're going to be putting water units in their name along with Lewis. Not a memory, but a thank you to Lewis Snyder, from Thomas Law Firm, who actually, when we were doing our first celebration at your house, he won the case for my father's wrongful death. So I want to give him a shout out, and we're putting some water units in his name. But
good.
Through all of that, we have really taken off. We got some great singers that has joined us that's well known now. We were dealing with a lot of local artists. Now we got international artists. We just had the fundraiser in Bellevue on April 7th. Then the fundraiser in Beverly Hills. And over 2,300 children from those two fundraisers will now have clean, fresh drinking water. So the momentum
and a bunch just arrived. Yeah, and a bunch just arrived at my house today that Nancy Rivard, you know, the president of Airline Ambassadors, in which I'm on the board of directors for the clean water there as well. And we all, you know, join and work together collaboratively to bring, you know, awareness to this issue on the Hopi reservation where their water has been, you know, polluted with arsenic and uranium at, you know, extremely, extremely harmful levels to the point that their average lifespan is almost like 45 years old.
Yeah.
And it's just insane. It really is. And it's so sad. And it was all due to all the mining that was going on and mines that were abandoned or left without proper cleanup, this all leached into the water and all of the clean water that was drained from their major, most pristine aquifer to slurry coal because it was such a clean, wonderful water. It was used not to drink, but to slurry coal 200 miles to Phoenix and Tucson from the reservation. So, I mean, they had it coming and going, and it was taken down to such far levels, such low levels that, you know, then they had higher levels of the naturally occurring arsenic as well. So it's not a problem that's going away. And we know that these, you know, all the water units that we're getting is at least, you know, enabling them to have safe water, you know, from the, you know, they are removing these pollutants. But it's still just a band-aid. These issues are still very big out there. The conditions have not changed. In fact, they're getting worse. So they really need a full-on water treatment plant there to really take care of everyone. And that's why it's really important that all this fundraising, you know, gets to another level and the awareness gets to another level. It sounds like we're finally going in that direction. What do you think, Leon?
Yeah, we're definitely going in that direction. We're going higher and higher and higher. And it's like you said, they had the arsenic, the uranium, a lot of other contaminants and viruses where we had to get with manufacturers to make special filters, special
machines. Yeah, so bad. Yeah.
And they were behind us, but it's definitely going to the level where we can finally get that treatment plan in. And that's what we're working on. And hopefully it'll be coming soon. So we are working on that with Island Earth Water, Digital Media Empire, Airline Ambassadors, and you, Sedona Spotlight, to work on that deal for the treatment plant. So it is looking good. And meanwhile, we're putting a lot of water units in the homes and the schools. So we're definitely helping them out a lot more than what we even expected.
How many years ago? It was like 5 or 6 years ago, you know, yeah. And we just, yeah. It's such a grassroots effort. We're just like, hey, one home at a time, because when so many of these other kind of larger scale projects, you know, were on the table, you know, there was nothing to bridge the gap. And then when they fell through, there was nothing left. So, I mean, it's probably not appropriate to say it's not over till the fat lady sings anymore. So I apologize if I offended anyone. But, you know, we never know if any of these larger things that we're, you know, getting momentum for, when and how they'll happen or even if they'll happen. So it is still so important. All the grassroots, one water unit at a time, you know, one local event at a time, every little bit helps. And when one water unit, because, you know, Leon kind of came up with the design for these water filters and working directly with the manufacturers and having kind of no markup and just going direct. I mean, we're able to get these water, you know, for $150, a water filter that would probably normally be about $600 is going into these homes and providing water for up to a year just on the original filter.
Yeah.
And that's pretty amazing.
And it could provide 50 people water with that one unit if they
exactly.
would like to share. Not only that, you can do gravity feeding because there are no electricity water units. So you can actually gravity feed in any kind of disaster deal. So it's a good deal that they got a unit that they can use for disaster relief, everyday use. 50 people can have water. You don't have to change the filters to after 10,000 gallons. They helped on designing the units and they're very happy. And it's nice that, you know, the units that you and Nancy and Carrie will be bringing on the reservation is going to be unbelievable. And they're coming in with open arms. And they actually suggested that to say, hey, let's send the water units. When I was talking to Ernest, because we normally send them to Flagstaff and they pick it up. And they say, well, since Martha and Nancy and Carrie is coming out there, let's just send it to Martha and have them bring the units and do a photo shoot. So, you know, it's amazing we got them involved and, you know, finally with the trust. So we have developed a great relationship and great things is happening and we're getting creative. So, you know, we got some wind turbines that we're planning on putting out there, hydroponic farming. So everybody's coming on board. When we did the Beverly Hills event, they loved it so much. We're going to do it every year. We got a Shapetress, which is a body sculpturing facial place in Santa Monica and Beverly Hills, is joining us. So it's just amazing how people is coming on board along with these events we got coming up on May 27th, which is Saturday, with Life Community Church. And we got some pianists that's pretty well known getting involved. We also got the great singers that's involved, Steve Boyce, who sung with Yes and George Harrison and John Lennon. So we're getting some top entertainers. Jennifer Ray, who's international. It's just unbelievable. And we got a ranch donated to us, and Dick's Burgers is sponsoring that July 14th, 15th, and 16th. So it's just been amazing how people are getting involved and joining.
Yeah, let me have you back up real quick, and then you know, say the name of the the event. We have the events posted on SedonaSpotlight.com as well. And you'll have them, I'm sure, on the Clean Water Foundation, you know, your website as well. And if you can just kind of go through and give the date, the place, just real quickly, so our listeners can hear that as well, and then just describe them one at a time.
Yeah. So on May 27th, we're going to be at Life Community Church. We're going to have
in Kirkland.
Kirkland, Washington. We're going to do a fundraiser, music, auction, dinner, and we got the restaurants involved. Volterra, famous Italian restaurant in Kirkland.
Good stuff.
Also the Santa Fe Mexican restaurant in Kirkland. So we're going to have like a little taste of different appetizers coming in. We got the musicians, Steve Boyce, that's the one I said that played with George Harrison, John Lennon. Yes, he was part of that, just accepted award for Alan White, because he just passed from the group Yes. They made the hit song Around About. So he just accepted that award. He's a singer, songwriter. He's coming in to perform. We actually had the stage manager from Elton John that we know from the Paramount days. He won't make it, but he's going to try to make it to the July event and help out Mason and Jules, the two young guys that performed at our Beverly Hills event, get them some booking. So it's like a community coming together, working together works. And it's all, you know, to help the Hopi, the Navajo, and children around the world. So I think that's
all over.
We got that. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I love the foundation and the way that we're working with, airline ambassadors and the Clean Water Foundation. It's, you know, the primary, you know, Hopi and Navajo, because that is just so crazy, but there's people that need help all over the place. And, you know, if, like you said, you know, somebody, they hear about this cause and they're like, oh my God, I want to do something. And they just happen to live in Beverly Hills. Well, you'll go down there and do it with them there. And there's usually, you know, another place that they want to, you know, put on the receiving end of some of these water units too. And so it doesn't just have to be for the Hopi or the Navajo, or in conjunction with that as well. But as they say, most of the time when people hear about the problem and know what a great solution and it is, and especially using the types of water filters that come from your organization, which don't require power, you know, electricity or anything. And even a lot of the homes on the Hopi reservation still don't have electricity. So I think it's really kind of fun how it is just blossoming out. And so if any of you out there too, you know, have an idea or know somebody and can pull people together. And I think after COVID, not as, you know, people kind of got used to being by themselves and kind of liked it too. And it's like, well, if I'm going to go out, you know, I'm going to be very selective. And I think when people do go out and they're going to events that are as kind of uplifting and fulfilling as, you know, bringing a lot of people together with music and just, you know, really positive attitudes that are out there making a difference. It's a feel good thing to do too.
Oh yeah. All the way. And you're right. We're doing not only the Hopi and Navajo, but children around the world, because we're in over 40 different countries. And we're doing a new deal even with airline ambassadors in Gambia. And we got that project going. So you're right. It's just not the Hopi Navajo. It's wherever you have children that need clean, fresh drinking water. Because, you know, 2 million children, people die every year because of lack of clean drinking water. 50% of the world hospital beds is filled with people with waterborne illnesses. So to change that 2 million people dying every year because of water, that's, you know, our goal to change that. That's our Disney fantasy, to have no children or families get ill and no more hospital beds filled with people with waterborne illnesses. So if we can all get together to stop that, and we can, that'll be a great thing. That's definitely our goal.
And that's why, you know, through this grassroots organization and the way that it's structured, you know, which is very different from a lot of the other nonprofits that, you know, they're actually buying stuff from other people, and there's markups, and there's, you know, all these internal fees. And I mean, this is like, we get $150, it goes to buy a unit, it gets put on the reservation. The only thing, I think we only, the only expenses, you know, we're paying, you know, Ernest $30 to go out and coordinate everything and install it. And I mean, this is, that would cost more than a water unit in most places, because they're so grateful and they need it so badly. And when you say one $150 unit can provide clean water for, you know what,
50 people
yeah, for a year, that's 50 serious. People that could die, you know, that are at risk.
And especially, you know, in that situation, drinking arsenic and uranium, because
exactly
they have like cancers at 16 years old. Imagine kids is drinking that contaminated water. So they're in a really horrible situation to be, you know, living every day, driving in 4 hours.
Up to 2 hours. Trip, so, yeah, just know, to get
to
clean
get
water sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so with that's gas where you're being expensive. Yeah. And what if you, the elderly, you don't have a car, you'd have to walk. So that's horrible if you're driving 4 hours round trip. Imagine if you're walking. I had a friend said he was working in Tuba City as a construction boss, and he was on top of this roof, and he seen this little speck out in the desert. And 3 hours later, it was a lady walking that turned from a speck to a full, you know. And so imagine that that's what they're doing. It's unbelievable. So
yeah,
you know, to get them the water, I think is great. And to have homes with no running water, no bathrooms, I mean, can you, in 2023, is unheard of.
Yeah. And that, as I say, and that's where, you know, our primary focus is on bringing attention to that crazy, but conditions are like really bad in a lot of places. But it is, I mean, it's something that doesn't have to be a problem. And that we do have every opportunity to turn the tides on. As I say, if there's 50% less people in hospital beds, that's 50% less people that are at risk of dying. I mean, and that's a lot of people are in hospitals every day.
Yeah,
so you can really make a difference. Yeah, and so every drop, you know, does go so far with this. If you know, if you just go to you can just go to the donate link on Sedona Spotlight. I mean, even $10, $15, you know, if 10 people do that, that's 50 people a year are going to get clean water for a year. That's insane. Exactly. So I think we really, you know, invite everybody to kind of learn more about it. And if you want to make a big difference, and especially if you get to go to these events and, go in person and just feel the positivity that's behind this as well. And I think we've always kind of wanted to keep that perspective too.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of,
that's,
you know,
definitely our vibe,
keep a positive spin. Yeah. To give with love. Yeah.
Yeah. To have everybody join us. We even got a whale now, a character called Waterflow, nicknamed Flow for love of water, that we had Mariana from Waikiki create. She's she do characters, and she works with the Disabled Network. And she actually created a whale called Waterflow, nicknamed Flo for love of water.
Oh,
and she's
good.
Out of the acts of kindness. So, you know, we asking everybody, you know, singers, artists, anyone that want to join us. I mean, you can go to our website, www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org. Either donate or say, hey, let me join you. Or if you're an artist, come and help us out. I mean, we got some amazing artists for these next two events that, you know, said, hey, we want to do something. We even got some Cirque du Soleil performers that will be at the ranch doing the ground show, circus performers.
I mean, talk about the ranch and that the event coming up in July, because I think that one can probably handle a lot more people too. And it just sounds like a really great venue and a really fun opportunity to be on a ranch in Woodinville.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? We were talking about what the situation was on the Hopi and Navajo, and some folks in Woodinville that has a ranch said, you know what, we'll donate our ranch to you for 3 days. I was not even expecting one day, And we got three, like a Woodstock kind of deal. And I was like, what? And they were like, yeah. And not only that, let us talk to our good friends, the owner of Dick's Famous Hamburgers, which is a famous hamburger place out here in Seattle, and see if they'll be the sponsor. Within 3 hours after we sat down and started talking at a Starbucks in Kirkland, we get a call, hey, Dick's a sponsor of the burgers. We start talking to artists about it. They donated the place for 3 days, and it's the Ferguson Ranch in Woodinville. And then we start talking to artists, because 3 days, you know, that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
So when we start talking to artists like Kristen Chambers, who wrote one of the theme songs in They Call Me Sal.
Oh, wow.
And so we got her on board. She also wrote some theme songs for The Days of Our Lives. Then we got with Steve Boyce, who, like I said, played with Yes, John Lennon, George Harrison. He's a songwriter, played with Chuck Berry and also B.B. King. So imagine we're getting those kind of artists
folks
to come to the table, along with Dean Backholm, Lisa Airy, Barb Hendel. So we was able to get enough artists to actually perform for those 3 days after we started talking about what we were doing, who we were doing it for, and they did it for free. And they usually charge $2,000 when they come and perform. So imagine that we got a whole lineup of artists that would help us out and say, hey, you know what? We're just going to do it for free, donate. We want to help you guys, help them get water. Even a private auctioneer that's one of the best in the Northwest that's been doing auctions since he was 12. Be doing the auction for us. So, I mean, how can
and the date of and the date of that we'll have that we have that on Sedona Spotlight too, because I think aren't both of these events just a recommended donation?
Yeah, that's it. Free to the public. Yeah. Like I said, Volterra at May 27th in Santa Fe is donating the taste, the appetizer on our Taste of Kirkland. Dick's Hamburgers donated the burgers for our show for July 14th, 15th, 16th at the ranch in Woodinville. Free event. We just want people to have fun and they can make a donation. How cool is that?
That is so, so cool. Well, what would you, what else would you like to leave our listeners with today? Because it's, we're coming to the end of the show, and I just want to remind everybody too, they can go to SedonaSpotlight.com to get, you know, the more information on these events and, yeah, and support however you can. But yeah, that 3 day concert sounds like a gas. So, and that's not until July. So people can start getting, plan ahead and get that on your calendar.
Yeah. And I would just say, if they want to, you know, get involved, they can also go to www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org. Just like one of the artists, Dan Connolly, did, who's a great artist. He's putting together special songs. So, yeah, just come and join us, have some fun, and let's save these kids' lives.
Yeah, yes. And as I say, you can always go to SedonaSpotlight.com to find all this information as well in the events. And you also can go, if you want to learn more about, you know, what's going on the Hopi Reservation, you can just go to the radio show archives and, you know, put in Clean Water Foundation in the search, and you can find all kinds of interviews that we've done over the years as well. It's really kind of cool how this whole thing has just emerged, and now it's really getting some legs now. It's spidering out there.
Yes, indeedy. And I would just like to say a special thanks to Jennifer Ray, who will be performing at both events. Also, Steve Boyce, who will be performing at both events also.
And we got our guy, Leonel, entertainers. Yeah.
Yeah. We got to give them a big shout out.
Yeah, absolutely. As I say, you know, we're all volunteers in this. And, you know, it's amazing how much difference we've been able to make, you know, from this grassroots, because, you know, a lot of these nonprofits, you know, have these huge budgets and huge operating budgets, but that's how they get the big grants, because they're so noticeable. So we're just out here just doing our thing and raising our hands saying, come join us. So it has just been a really wonderful grassroots, people helping people, getting together and making this happen. So thank you so much for joining me today, Leon, and just, you know, everything that you do every day.
Thank you so much. And Martha, you got to send us pics when you and Nancy go out to the reservation. I know that's going to be great. And we're so honored to have them accept you out there and working together work. So thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in and turning up the lights, because we can all be spotlights, just like what you heard about today, helping to create a brighter world and a better future for everyone, anywhere and anytime. So shine bright, y'all, and have a truly magical day.